The chamber is gearing up to celebrate top-performing entrepreneurs. The business organization has launched its 2023 Nova Business Excellence Awards, with the theme of the winning formula. Every year, the Nova Awards encourages our business leaders to set their eyes on the prize down the high-speed straightaway, pushing it to their limits. So come on, Volks, get ready for a Northern-style Formula One and witness the thrill of the entrepreneurial race. And don't forget to fuel up on snacks and refreshments at the pit stop. It's going to be a wild ride, said Dan Ayotte, the chamber president, in a news release. Nominations are open, with the 2023 categories being BMT Insurance and Financial Services Business Contribution to the Community Award, 1 to 5 employees, the Venture Center Business Contribution to the Community Award, 6 to 10 employees, NorthernTel Business Contribution to the Community Award, 11 plus employees, FNETB Best Place to Work Award, Newmont Porcupine Young Leader Award, RBC Marketing Award, National Bank Innovation Award, Northern College Service Excellence Award, KESS Alliance New Business Award, under 2 years. TD Bank Group Business of the Year Award, 1 to 5 employees, Scotiabank Business of the Year Award, 6 to 10 employees, KID Operations Business of the Year Award, 11 plus employees, Agnico Eagle Indigenous Partnership Award, City of Timmins Nonprofit Organization Award, OPG Lifetime Business Achievement Award. Nominations are open until January 31. Nomination packages are available online here. Finalists will be notified on March 7, with tickets for the gala going on sale on March 28. The awards will be handed out on Thursday, May 11. The Nova Awards are one of the Chamber's signature events. Last year saw well over 700 attendees from across the region waving their checkered flags to support business excellence. Now with the 21st anniversary celebration, this fuel-inspired race car theme promises to put on quite the celebration as it upholds its reputation as the best way to amplify business success in Timmins at impressively ear-splitting decibels levels, said Ayotte.